Phillies and Nats in D.C., Jason Wirth turning pups in the park day to bring your dog to work day. That's Magnus. Here in the top of the fourth, it's the Phillies barking first.
Swung on and hit hard past Murphy into right. It's a base hit. Coming around third, Hernandez, he will score, and Michael Saunders comes through. Swung on, hit in the air, straightaway center. It's pretty deep. Pereira going back, still going back, pulls up at the wall, and this ball is gone. A home run over the out-of-town scoreboard. The 14-foot, 8-inch high wall in right center field. It just clears. It's a two-run homer for Turner, his third, and that cuts the Nats' lead in half. It's 4-2. Kick and the pitch swung on, ripped right center field, and this is big trouble. It'll one-hop the fence. It's going to tie the game as Wirth and Harper both come around to score a double for Zimmerman, and we're all knotted up at 4-4. Here's the pitch. Swung on, drilled deep to center. Going back, Altair at the wall, and it's gone. He's done it again. 6-4, the Phillies lose on another walk-off home run by Bryce Harper.
Fastball right down the middle. I mean, almost identical to the home run he hit off of Benoit. Pitch was in the same spot. The ball ended up in about the same spot.
Nationals celebrate another walk-off against the Phillies. They douse Harper with the water jug when he arrives at home plate. Harper, who was hitless today, hitless no longer.
On the same day, Bryce Harper cashes in. He crushes one to center, his fifth career walk-off homer and second against the Phillies this season. The Nats win in dramatic fashion, 6-4. Sean Kelly earned the victory. He pitched a scoreless ninth in his first appearance since being activated from the DL on Friday. The series concludes Sunday. It's a day-night doubleheader. Jeremy Hellickson, Vince Velasquez taking the mound for the Phillies against Gio Gonzalez and Max Scherzer for the Nats.